Oh, God. Have you been here the whole time?
Going on 6 hours. Think we can still grab a drink at 3 a.m.?
What happened?
They grew very excited when you stopped responding. I do believe you got the electric paddles, my friend. And now I'm told you have 2 little stents in your coronary arteries.
So, they fixed my broken heart. I feel ridiculous.
We're 2 old men, otherwise invisible to the world, unless being asked for money or proof of insurance.
You feel that way too?
More than ever.
Can't believe I go back to the Met to honor Logan, and look where it got me.
Look where it got us. I'm thrilled to know Logan found great love. 35 years together. It's a triumph.
37? Felt like a slog sometimes. But we had a lot of good years, even after his Parkinson's hit. We were the 11th gay couple to be married in New York City.
We still can't get married in Poland. The Catholics may have helped bring down communism, but they prefer we all move to New York City.
Laszlo, why didn't you follow Logan here? He never got over you. I feel like he just settled for me. Like he never loved me the way he loved you.
That wasn't love, my friend. Excitement, infatuation, lust, all those things. But not love.
You're saying you didn't love him?
We were kids. What did we really know of love besides the dopamine flooding our brains and the norepinephrine making us feel like jittery idiots?
The what?
The love chemicals. I'm a psychotherapist, fascinated with brain chemistry. I've seen couples often say they're out of love when really they're just nostalgic for the high of the first few years when those hormones are coursing through their gray matter. That's all Logan and I had. A chemical high. The decades you shared. The good times and bad. Now that's love. For Logan to compare me to you is entirely unfair. Michael, are you okay?